A spirit of love will always be around us, even when darkness falls, it's flowing everywhere. So when the trouble comes, we will be alright, 'cause for each other we will always be there. In the rough season, baby, you and me. In the rough season, we succeed.
And now, The Rough Season, a 10-part series. Today, Episode 6, No Place Like Home. Featuring Brendan Lakai as Jerry, Anthea Octave as Delphia, Taliba Kwashi as Keisha, Marvin George as Miguel, and Camille Kwamina as Joanne.
Are we there yet, Daddy?
No, Keisha. We still have a little way to go again, eh? And the condition of the road after the hurricane, plus all the cars trying to get through the bad roads, it's causing us to take a little longer time to get to Grandma's.
I don't have a home anymore. It's gone.
You don't know if your house was in the way of the landslide, Joanne. Remember the report said that not all the homes were affected.
I hear one set of house in our area got real damaged, if not from the landslide, from the flood when the river bossy bang.
Driver, you're not helping.
All my memories were in that house.
The house might still be there. Have hope. I only wish Jerry had had some hope before he went and had that quarrel with Miguel.
Look, don't bring that up again, Delta.
You had a quarrel with somebody?
No, it was nothing.
It was terrible.
It was not.
Who is Miguel?
Nobody,
ma'am. He's a neighbor. He was Jerry's good friend until yesterday.
That's enough, Delta.
Jerry say is he who light the fire on the hill by your house last year
Delta.
And cut down the trees to plant gardens.
Yes, all right. It's his fault that the mudslide happened. Look, Ma, it's a good thing that you were at the shelter. Otherwise, you might have been, in the way.
When Jerry heard that the mudslide happened and Esme say that Miguel was the one who cleared the land, Jerry get vexed. He was ready to beat up his good friend.
Delta.
All I tried to tell Jerry is that he not sure if your house was affected or if it's Miguel that really caused it. He too mad to think.
Delta.
I had to stop him from going out the road behind Miguel because it wasn't safe to go out.
Delta, you really have to go through this?
Well, I thought the hours that we stayed indoors would have cooled him down. Almost as soon as we get the all clear from the authorities to go outside, Mr. Man here head up the road for Miguel.
You don't have to make it sound so.
I went behind him to see he and Miguel in one nasty quarrel in front Miguel's house. Joanne, Jerry turned like a beast. He wasn't behaving or looking anything like my husband. You would not believe that was your son.
Don't exaggerate, all right?
I'm not exaggerating. They were so loud, Joanne, that one set of neighbors come out to see the commotion. I feel shame.
Jeremiah, is you that get on so
much? Look, Ma.
They was close to blows. Is when I bawl out, Jerry, then they cool down. Sometimes I find you too ignorant for a big man.
Man, I get you right. It's yes you hearing on the radio or reading in the papers about how doing slash and burn has caused flooding and landslide. You had the right to be vexed, man. That should have been me. Oh, now he's looking for a new place to live.
Look at that, everybody.
What?
That house. The entire funny side of the house.
This here. It looked like some giant just picked it up and dropped it there.
And look. The school. The whole roof gone.
Oh, my. You know, that is what they were going to use as the shelter at first. But we decided to use the other one.
Is a good thing.
Yes, but I'm not surprised. The man who was the contractor is a scamp. He just always hold back when he's building and take all the materials for himself.
And looking at the damage, it's obvious he didn't build with steel in the walls. And he didn't secure the roof properly to the walls either. That would have kept the roof and everything in place.
Look at water, na boy. I say by now it would have run off.
Why you stop, driver?
Look at them boys playing in that nasty water.
I don't believe these children. They're going to get sick. You see, flood waters are always contaminated with bacteria, viruses, and parasites. If you play in that water, you could get sick very, very bad.
Hey! Get out that water! Get out the water! You know they're laughing? They think it's a joke. I go show them joke.
Where you going?
Give me a second. Get out that nasty water! Go home, go home and bed!
Them children always doing all kind of stupidness. You should leave them to get what they're looking for. Who sent them?
Look, they're running from the driver.
I hope they go home and stay home.
Children just do some madness, eh? How far again?
We almost there.
I'm nervous.
Which road are they taking, the right or the left?
Take the right.
Going to be all right, Joanne. Don't worry.
Look, my home's still there. It's still there.
Hey!
Oh my God.
Hey, look at that.
See, Jerry? The mudslide was not even in this area. But you and Miguel...
Please don't rub it in, all right?
The home's still there, but look at the water on it.
My prayers were answered. My home's still there.
Okay, the ground muddy.
Yeah, the flood water reached all there.
Water
is all here? Mm-hmm.
Well, the house is in one piece, but we can't get to it, eh? And that flood water will do real damage for sure.
How are we getting inside?
Oh, we can't go inside until the water goes down. And besides, we shouldn't go in there until the house gets a proper inspection, huh?
Why?
Oh, Mom, it is not safe, all right? First, the flood water could weaken the walls, and the next thing you know, a wall or the whole building collapse on you.
Yes, but the house looking all right. I ain't come quite here not to go and see what the damage is.
Ma, it is not safe.
That is my house. You can't tell me that I can't go in.
Look, I didn't say that, all right? But how could you go in the house? Say your water's going to be up to your knee.
I go manage.
You know, after a flood, you had to look out for snake and thing like that in the house, you know. You just run from the water and hide in the house looking for a dry place.
Mm-hmm.
Snake?
Mm-hmm.
For true?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry.
Huh?
I will go back with you.
Mm-hmm.
I go stay here until you get somebody to check out the house and make sure they have no snake, right?
Yes, Ma, yes.
Yeah, Grandma's staying with us longer.
Who will you get?
Look, I don't know. The fire officers or somebody like that.
Grandma, can I have some fruits? You always have fruits when I come.
I doubt the hurricane leave anything on that tree. I have some pumps inside, but we can't get in there.
Even if you could get them, I wouldn't advise eating them. Because if the flood water touch them and you eat them, you're likely to get sick. Besides, sometimes rats come in the house too. And if they pass water on your food, you could get sick and dead.
I don't like rats.
Keisha, where you going?
I'm going to check one of those trees across there.
Don't go far.
Okay.
They even say that you could get sick from canned food that gets in contact with the water.
You joking?
Serious. They even say, if you're too sure what touched the water, get rid of it. What was that saying again? When in doubt, throw it out?
Wee, Papa. I thought after the hurricane was done, our troubles were finished, but like it now start.
Delta, look, remind me when I come back here to walk with the camera.
Mm-hmm. What you walking with a camera for?
To take pictures of the damage to the house for insurance purposes.
Oh. Smart. I will have to keep that in mind.
Keisha!
Keisha, what happened?
Keisha! Keisha!
What is it, Keisha?
I was by the tree and I felt something touch my foot. And when I looked down, it was a rat. And it tried to come up on me.
Oh, it's all right, Keisha. The rat gone.
My hate rat.
It's gone now, baby.
Look, all right, everyone, I think we should go back now, all right? It's getting late.
Madam, you make the right choice. It's better to play it safe.
I know.
Well, Jerry, I think when you reach home, you owe Miguel an apology.
Why? Right? The mudslide didn't hit my mother's house, but he still caused it.
I'm not saying no, but you could be a big man, apologize, and still tell him about the damage to other people he caused, just not in a provoking way.
Jerry, I think you should listen to your wife for once. It's not good to lose a friend.
Like your outnumbered partner.
Driver, just put on the radio, all right? Let me relax a little bit.
All right, bro.
The hurricane increases strength as it heads up to the Caribbean. It appears that it will grow into one of the most powerful hurricanes in decades.
Well, I tell you, eh? This year, we can't joke about a hurricane again, eh? Not again.
The Rough Season is written by Eric Barry and produced by Arts in Action, Center for Creative and Festival Arts, University of the West Indies, for the Pan American Health Organization, the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the Association of Caribbean States.
A spirit of love will always be around us, even when darkness falls, it's flowing.
Rough Season is written by Eric Barry and produced by Arts in Action, Center for Creative and Festival Arts, University of the West Indies, for the Pan American Health Organization, the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the Association of Caribbean States.